Welcome into the studio. Eagles insider Dave Spadaro with wide receiver Jordan Matthews. Year two for this young man. Okay, so year one, 67 catches, 862, 8 touchdowns. Statistically, best rookie season in Eagles history. What's that mean to you?
Just more to build on. You know, there's always areas that you can get better at. You know, when I look back on it, I always kind of watch the film and I'm thinking, like, I'm nowhere near, you know, where I want to be as a player. You know, numbers only tell half a story, because when I go and cut on the film, am I in the right place at the right time? Am I beating man-to-man coverage? And am I making the contested catches? And there were a couple times when I go back and watch those films, you know, I wish I had some plays back. And I want to end seasons with as least regrets as possible. So when I go into this next year, I want to perfect some of those things that I messed up on, just continue to be the player that my team can count on.
Did you literally go back and watch everything from last year?
Every single film, especially during the spring. You know, I come in like in the mornings and just, you know, pick a game and then just go back through and just watch it. Sometimes it hurts. I'm like, oh,
really? You know, so you didn't like a lot of things you saw?
I didn't like a lot of it. But you know, I think that comes with it. You know, I think if I just went and watched it and I was like, oh, you know, and I kept making excuses for myself, I don't think I'm getting any better. You know, I've always told myself I've got to be my hardest critic. So when I go back and watch, I'm like, that's awful. I've got to get better at these areas. And the only way I know how to do it is to watch it, analyze it, then go out on the practice field and try and perfect it. So that's what I've been trying to do.
Have you ever, ever, ever been complacent about your ability on the football field?
No, I'm already thinking about plays from practice today that I probably could have done better. You know, but that's the beauty of it. You know, it's not the type of field or type of, you know, thing where you can just say, oh, okay, well, it's going to be fine. Because, you know, guys are counting on you. There's guys who got to feed their families. There's guys who, you know, want to win games, go to the Super Bowl. And if Jordan has to be at this spot at this time to make this catch, then, you know, that's the type of pressure you got to put on yourself to go do it. And what makes it easier, you know, that pressure is if you're prepared. And so I always try to make sure I'm as prepared as possible. I feel like if I just continue to be like, you know, it'll be fine. I'll get in the game. If you don't ever want to be a I got it guy. And I've always tried to make sure I go back, analyze it, try and fix it so I can perfect it on the field.
You talk about pressure. Jeremy Maclin and his 85 catches now in Kansas City. Do you feel any more pressure to be the number one guy?
You know, I always hear those talks, but at the same time, it's a lot easier when you actually understand kind of the game of football and where you're at and the type of system too and the type of players you have around you. You know, gone are the days where a guy just sat outside and he was just the number one receiver and that's all you threw to. No, this is a receiving core, you know, and the numbers and all those things will sort themselves out. But to me, I look at it as, okay, I need to go out there and be a leader in the room and not the only one. Me, I lead in ways, Riley leads in ways, Josh leads in ways, but whatever my role is, I got to go in there and do that to the best of my ability. And if that's going in and making 10 catches in a game, that's what it is. If it's making two, but making a game in a block, that's what it is too. So I'm just trying to make sure I'm the best me that I can be. And then, you know, if that ends up being one of the best in the league, you know, that's why I got to strive for it too.
People always talk about catching up to the speed of the game in the NFL. A, was it a tough transition for you? B, last year, was there a moment you can point to and say, you know, I got this thing. I understand how it works in this league.
Yeah, you know, I think the biggest thing is always just kind of, you know, the game's big enough. So the biggest thing you can do is kind of minimize it. You know, if you work your butt off in practice, then it makes the game not seem as big. It's not like, oh, there's all these things going around. No, I've worked my butt off all week, so the game's going to come easier. When you sit back and just kind of think it's just going to open up and be like, oh, the game slowed down, that's when I think it gets hard. You end up putting too much pressure on yourself. So I just kind of try to make it a point each week to continue to work hard during the practice week to slow the game down in my mind. And then just to focus on the couple things that I really had to do. You know, I didn't want to go into games and think, oh, I got to do this or make this play. No, I got to get to this depth, make this break, and catch one ball. Yeah. And that's it. And when I put the game in that small of an area to, like, you know, to do my job, it makes it go by so much easier.
I think it's cool that you and Josh and Nelson get to kind of figure this whole game out together, this whole league out together, this whole Eagles way together.
Yeah, it's
good,
fun.
Good camaraderie with the three of you?
It's fun. We all gel. We're all kind of the same guys. You know, we joke around and we actually hang out, you know, outside of football too. You know, that's the fun part is you got guys that you actually care about. You know, I think people miss that about us. You know, you can't just get the whole picture when we're on the field out there together, because we'll love on each other out there, but it's still business too. But when we're in the locker room, we're joking, we hang out on the weekends, reclining. So that way, those guys know, hey, I trust you, and I want to make sure you guys can trust me when we're out here on this field. So I can't wait to just continue to grow with those guys. It's going to be fun.
Keep getting it.
Yes, sir.
Jordan Matthews in studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.